Tuesday afternoon. Let's visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, we saw the sun yesterday and today, too, I guess.
Kind of. We also saw a very high heat index.
Oh.
Boy, oh boy, was that something else.
Yeah, at 6
sure.
o'clock last night, Madison had 111 heat index.
That is unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Well, I'd expect that this time of year in Minnesota, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for a place to escape the heat,
there you go.
I have the AC on. It is beautiful in here.
That's a good segue.
Yes.
Yeah, come to the Appleton Library and stay out, get out of the heat. So.
Yep, and it's a cool place to be.
Right. It is, more than one way.
Yes.
Well, tell
true.
Us what's happening.
Well, we always have wild things happening here at the Appleton Public Library. Tomorrow, we have Lego Club at 3:30 p.m., and that is for our summer readers and people who are interested and love to create with Legos. So show up here at 3:30 p.m., and we will have all sorts of challenges for you with it. Also, on Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m., Julia will be here for our tech time help. So if you have any questions, you need help setting up an email, a Facebook page, all sorts of different things, she is here to help you. You can call and make a reservation so you have a guaranteed time, or just take a chance and show up and wait your turn. She's super popular and very knowledgeable, so you'll want to check that out. And believe it or not, next week is the first part of July, I should say. I think it's Sunday is the 1st of July.
It is.
I know.
No,
so
Monday's the first. Monday is the 1st of July, yeah.
Monday is the 1st of July. Anyway, we have a whole lineup of new things that are happening here at the library. Our summer reading program is continuing for anyone that is 12 and under, and then we also started a teen program that is a scratch-off teen program. You do a multitude of different things, and you earn a scratch-off, and then you can earn a prize. So far, we've had a few teens show up and sign up, and it is really fun and very rewarding. We're also doing drawings for all sorts of different prizes and things as well. So maybe want to check that out. If you're able, age ends in teen, you are in the teen program. Anyway, and also next week we have a mystery take and make. We are closed for the 4th of July. The following week we are all about recycling for summer reading. We're making a recycled wallet. In fact, it's so nice, I actually would like one. I can't believe it. You know, George has been melting plastic, all sorts of stuff to get ready for that program because, I mean, we have a lot of kids in our summer reading program. We've hit 100, so that is a wonderful thing here at the Appleton Library. Also, we are continuing our tech time next month. We have an adult take and make on the 15th. Laura Thomas is here on the 18th for Prairie 5 and any aging questions that you have. We continue on Tuesdays and Thursdays to host the adult basic ed ESL classes here on Tuesday and Thursday morning. Mornings from 10:15 to 12:15. We've got a Design Star teen program where you get to pick a choice of projects. I mean, just all sorts of fun and exciting things going on here the month of July.
All right. Mm-hmm. Summertime's a busy time too, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it's been so busy. We've had lots of people in here. It's fun. It's just exciting to come to work every single day because you just never know what's going to happen here.
That's right. Well, I enjoy looking at your Facebook posts. A lot of smiley kids' faces with their projects and stuff. Kind of fun.
It is, and, you know, it's been just so wonderful that we can pop into the gym if we need the space for things. We've been really using the gymnasium quite a bit this summer. I mean, last week we had races, CD hovercraft races in the gym.
Mm.
We had laser tag in the gym.
Oh, wow.
No. And no, I'm not talking about the staff. It is the students.
Yeah. I don't believe that.
You know, we do have to practice a little, just so you know.
All right, Cindy, let's move into what are people reading.
Well, there are quite a few new things to talk about. Hardcover nonfiction, Griffin Dunn has a new book out called The Friday Afternoon Club. The actor and director mixes stories from his family and tales of celebrities. Also new is Hip Hop is History by Questlove and Ben Greenman. The musician and filmmaker pulls together some of the creative and cultural forces behind hip-hop. Just Add Water by Katie Ledecky is a memoir by the 7-time Olympic gold medalist and 21-time world champion swimmer. Yes, and then also Patton's Prayer by Alex Kershaw is the author of Against All Odds, chronicles General George Patton's actions during World War II. Also new in fiction is Swan Song by Ellen Hildebrand. I mean, she is just like the proverbially fabulous summer read author. Nantucket residents are alarmed when a home recently sold at an exorbitant price goes up in flames and someone has gone missing. So always something good from Ellen Hildebrand. And then the rom-commers by Catherine Center, an aspiring screenwriter, hopes to convince a famous but jaded screenwriter that love stories matter. Just lots of kind of feel-good books that are out. And if you are looking for a summer read, stop on down. We always have a bunch of people who work here that are readers, surprisingly.
Yeah.
And we've always got a suggestion or two up our sleeve. We also continue our book club throughout the summer. So if you're looking for something kind of different, join our book club or pick up the book club book to check out and see what we're reading.
What are you reading this month during book club?
Oh, this month we are actually, we just met last night for book club, and of course I don't have it on me. It is it's a nonfiction book that we're going to be reading on the Ho-Chunk. Something that none of us really knew much about. So watch for the title and information. But yeah, we picked something a little more deep for the month of July. So yeah, it's a nonfiction book.
Okay. So, what was the title again?
I can't remember the whole entire title.
Let me see
if I can, bring it up. Because like I said, we just picked it last night. Here it is. It's called To Banish Forever, A Secret Society, The Ho-Chunk and Ethnic Cleansing in Minnesota. It's by Kathy Coates.
Hmm.
And, yeah.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it includes... It's in 1863, after the end of the U.S.-Dakota War, a group of white men in Mankato, Minnesota, formed a secret society, pledging to expel the Ho-Chunk people from the nearby Blue Earth Reservation from the goal of claiming for themselves some of the richest farmland in the world. And then it talks about how it all went, it's a bad thing, but it's a part of our history,
you know? Yeah, we'll have to report on that next time then.
Yeah, it should be an interesting read. Mm-hmm. A little tough because, the things that people do in our history. But, so that's the book that we picked for the month of July. But, yeah, we pick a variety of things, fiction, nonfiction, some easier reads, some things that are a little deeper. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going for in the month of July.
All right. So, where's the library located and when you open, Cindy?
We are located at 50 East Rooney Avenue in the lovely city of Appleton. We are open Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681. Visit us on our website, which is Appleton Public Library. .lib.mn.us, or just Google us and make sure you put Minnesota in there.
Yep, that's right. Otherwise, you go to Wisconsin.
Yeah, and then check out our Facebook page. Just like Paul said, we're always posting all sorts of fabulous things that we have going on here at the library. And you're going to need to stop in and check it out, Paul, because we have a selfie station here that we set up.
No way.
Yes way. Last month, we had a Barbie open house, and so we had a Barbie selfie station set up for quite a while, and now we are setting up a new selfie station. So it's kind of almost ready, but not quite.
I will definitely check that out.
Yeah. Come on down and check out the selfie station.
All right. All right. Thanks, Cindy. And talk to you next time then.
Sounds fabulous. Thank you and have a great week.
Yep. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.